Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to, contrary to a lot of people's belief, I can play this thing a little bit. I could. I'd like to tell you a little bit about, how I started and when I started and all that stuff, because a lot of it has been so inaccurate. A lot of people haven't really known what really happened. I just got out of high school, and I was driving a truck, and I was studying to be an electrician, and I got wired the wrong way, man. I was studying to be an electrician, and one day I was driving a truck, and I had a lunch break, and I went into a little record shop, and I made a record for a guy, a little demonstration record. Well, the guy put the record out in Memphis. Let's go. That's my hometown. You got to be loose when you say it, you know. Where you from, boy? Memphis. You know. And if I get a loser, I'm going to just fall apart. Anyway, the guy put the record out, and it became pretty big in Memphis and all over the South in certain parts, but nobody had really heard of me. So I was working for about a year and a half in nightclubs and football fields, barns, Louisiana Hayride, yes, sir. They threw me off the Grand Ole Opry. I went to the Grand Ole Opry, man. They gave me $6 and said, look, go home, man. I went to the Arthur Godfrey show, auditioned for the Arthur Godfrey show. I said, nah, he's bad, vulgar, bad. So, I didn't get on there either. And then I met Colonel Sanders, Parker. So they arranged to put me on television, and they put me on television. And somewhere in 1956 or something, and I did four shows on a Jackie Gleason show, and I did three or four shows on the Ed Sullivan show. I did the Steve Allen show. And they had me dressed in a tuxedo on the Steve Allen show and stand perfectly still. I couldn't move. I was standing like this. And had me singing to a dog, man. It was a dog here, you know. And I'm saying, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. And the dog's looking at me like, you know, what are you doing, calling me names or what? You know, so. And they photographed me from here up and so forth, you know. It was pretty hairy back then. So anyway, I went into the Army in 1958. I got drafted. I went to the Army for 2 years. I came out in 1960. Then I made some movies, you know, G.I. Blues and Blue Hawaii and several pictures that did very well for me. Thank you. But as the years went by, I really missed the people, the audience contact. I really was getting bugged. I was doing so many movies, and I couldn't really do what I could do. You know, they would say action, and I'd go, what, huh, Memphis. You know. I said, that ain't what you're supposed to say, and I said, huh. So anyway, it all kept going, and I really wanted to come back, and so that's why I'm here tonight. And I just want to give you a brief. And I tell you what, if you think long hair and sideburns were freaky now, 14 years ago, man, I couldn't walk down the street, man. Some guy said, "Hey, you have his press?" I said, "Yeah." I go, "Bow," you know. I go, "Memphis."